Outrage continues to grow this weekend over the downing of a Malaysia Airlines passenger plane over Ukraine on Thursday. Much of the evidence seems to point toward pro-Russian separatists firing a Russian-made missile. President Obama yesterday called the deaths an outrage of unspeakable proportions, and calls are mounting for the pro-Russian paramilitary groups that control the crash site to allow foreign inspectors secure access to be able to collect evidence and begin an investigation. We're joined now by Michael Bocirchio. He's with the team of OSCE investigators who are there on the ground in eastern Ukraine. Mr. Bocirchio, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
And I gather you're in a car coming back from the crash site?
Yes, we are. We're in a convoy right now going through really what's rebel-held territory in Donetsk Oblast. And this was our second time to access the crash site. I must say it was quite a bit better than yesterday when we faced really an intimidating, unprofessional treatment by the rebels who were controlling that area. Mm-hmm. Now, today, what was different is they started to collect the bodies and place them in body bags, but it's just an absolutely astonishingly big procedure. We're talking up to 300 people scattered over an area of up to 10 kilometers. Very little equipment to work with. There's no refrigeration. There's experts working in the field, but no one really knows who they are. And we even spotted a group of miners who were apparently drafted into the operation to help collect the bodies. And then still no word about the black boxes.
You describe an area where it sounds like almost anyone can walk in and, if I might put it this way, help themselves to whatever they want.
It's absolutely true. Pretty much anyone could walk in, because don't forget, this area covers quite a few villages. I mean, there are even reports of bodies falling onto rooftops or through roofs and into people's homes. Very gruesome scene. We spotted some body bags that were open, and yesterday the bodies we observed were already in the first stages of decomposition because of the heat and, of course, to go with the trauma from the fall.
Mr. Bocirchio, I don't mean to put you in a difficult position, but is it already too late to do an investigation to the international standard that would be accepted?
Well, I don't think it's too late, but with every passing day, such an operation becomes much, much more difficult. Yesterday, I believe it was in the UN Security Council, the U.S. Permanent Representative mentioned our special monitoring mission. But I must say, the folks who hold sway over this piece of land don't make our job very easy. We know that there are international experts from Malaysia and the Netherlands and the U.S. already here in Ukraine. And what we're trying to do is facilitate that dialogue that would allow them to come as soon as possible.
And do you feel, if I may, a sense of any hazard being there, given some of the hostility?
Yeah, there is a hazard. I mean, there's a lot of firepower there. The men that are heavily armed, a lot of them are masked. They're very jittery. We noticed today that, well, two things is, number one, they wouldn't allow our vehicles to pass through the crash area. And as I said, it's a very big area, so we had to proceed on foot. And the security only seemed to be put in place while we were there. So, but this whole area is very, very tricky. Security is very fluid. Even in the hotel, the four-star hotel, the Radisson that we're staying in Donetsk. So it's not a very easy environment to work in. But as a monitoring mission, we do assume some risk, and we'll try and do what we can.
Michael Bocirchio, who's there with the OSCE team on the ground in Ukraine at the crash site, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure, sir.